Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a critical issue that affects everything from our smartphones to our electric cars, the complex world of rare earth elements and Germany's precarious position in the global supply chain.
Thanks for having me. It's a fascinating, and frankly, a bit alarming topic. These rare earth elements are truly the unsung heroes of our modern technological lives, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're essential for so much: the magnets in wind turbines for clean energy, the vibrant displays on our screens, even advanced defense systems. Without them, our green revolution and digital age would essentially stall.
And the problem is that the control over these vital materials is heavily concentrated. For decades, China has held a near monopoly, controlling everything from extraction to processing. This wasn't an accident, it was a strategic buildup over years.
Exactly. And now, China is beginning to wield this control as a strategic lever, a way to exert influence on the global stage. This shift is creating significant pressure on Western economies, forcing them to confront the vulnerabilities in their supply chains.
This brings us to Germany, Europe's industrial powerhouse. Their manufacturing sector, a huge part of their economic success, is incredibly reliant on these rare earths for high-tech industries like electric vehicles and advanced electronics.
Their global competitiveness is directly tied to consistent access to these materials. Any disruption or price hike can have immediate and profound consequences for the German economy. It's a deeply integrated dependency.
And what's particularly concerning is how German companies might be inadvertently supplying Beijing with information it can use to its advantage. It seems like a subtle, but potentially devastating, feedback loop.
That's right. China is implementing new policies, like export controls and stringent licensing, ostensibly for resource management, but with clear strategic implications. They're starting to weaponize information.
So, what kind of sensitive supply chain information are we talking about? It sounds pretty broad and revealing.
It is. Companies are being asked about the precise origins of their rare earth inputs, where they're sourcing from. They also have to disclose proprietary processing methods, the very techniques that give them a competitive edge.
And not just that, but also their end-user applications, what final products use these rare earths, and crucially, their exact production volumes. That's a lot of highly sensitive data.
Indeed. And this data isn't always handed over willingly. It's often a condition for market access, part of joint venture agreements, or simply to comply with opaque Chinese regulations.
Failure to comply could mean delayed shipments, denied licenses, or being shut out of the market entirely. It's a tough balancing act for these companies.
The perceived intent behind this data collection isn't just about managing China's resources, it's about understanding and potentially disrupting its global competitors. Beijing gains an unparalleled strategic advantage by knowing these dependencies.
This allows China to identify key vulnerabilities within Germany's and, by extension, Europe's industrial landscape. It highlights which sectors are most susceptible to supply chain manipulation.
Imagine this data being used to create a comprehensive map of Western industrial weaknesses. This isn't just about trade disputes, it's a form of economic intelligence gathering.
And with that granular understanding, China gains a potent tool for leverage. They could selectively cut off or reduce the supply of specific rare earths to particular companies or sectors.
Think about a scenario where a critical rare earth for EV batteries is suddenly restricted. This wouldn't be a broad embargo, but a precise strike, designed to cripple a competitor or extract political concessions.
Beyond disruption, there's also the potential for price manipulation. Knowing global demand and specific needs allows China to influence prices to its advantage, potentially making materials prohibitively expensive for German firms.
This could be devastating for small and medium-sized enterprises, the backbone of the German economy, which often operate on very tight margins. A sudden price spike could lead to insolvency.
And we can't forget the intellectual property concerns. Detailed information on proprietary processing and product designs, shared under duress, could easily find its way to Chinese competitors, eroding Germany's technological edge.
This is a constant threat in many sectors where Western companies operate in China. The data provided under these conditions only accelerates the risk of technology being copied or reverse-engineered.
Let's consider the real-world consequences. Imagine a key supplier of neodymium, vital for EV motors and wind turbines, facing a sudden supply cut from China.
German automakers, already struggling to ramp up EV production, could see their assembly lines grind to a halt. The ripple effect would be immediate and widespread.
It wouldn't just impact car production, affecting jobs and exports, but also the renewable energy sector. Wind turbine manufacturers could struggle to secure magnets, slowing down the energy transition.
This perfectly illustrates the domino effect in complex supply chains. A shortage of one critical raw material can cascade through the entire economy, impacting everything from component suppliers to dealerships.
It's a stark reminder of how fragile these globalized systems are. A niche raw material can hold an entire industry hostage.
Consider the data. Germany imports a huge percentage of its rare earths, with a substantial portion from China. For some critical industries, this dependence can reach over 90%. It's a critical choke point.
So, faced with this, Germany is walking a tightrope. On one hand, they need access to rare earths for economic competitiveness and innovation.
On the other hand, the Chinese market is a vital source of revenue for many German firms. Refusing demands could mean significant financial losses or even threaten their survival.
And navigating China's evolving, often opaque, regulatory landscape while trying to protect sensitive business data is incredibly challenging. It's a true dilemma.
They're caught between fulfilling demands that could compromise their long-term interests and risking severe economic repercussions by refusing. This internal conflict is a major source of anxiety.
This is where German and EU policy needs to step up. Are current policies sufficient to counter China's assertiveness and protect Europe's economic backbone?
There are growing calls for a more robust industrial policy, increased investment in domestic or diversified rare earth processing, and stronger diplomatic efforts to secure these supply chains.
The push for diversification is definitely gaining momentum. This means exploring alternative sourcing locations outside of China, which is a complex undertaking requiring significant investment.
Projects are being explored in Europe, North America, and Australia, aiming to reduce reliance on China. However, these projects face their own hurdles, like environmental regulations and high development costs.
Alongside new sourcing, recycling initiatives are becoming increasingly important. Recovering rare earths from old electronics and batteries offers a promising avenue.
It's about creating a circular economy where waste becomes a valuable resource. Companies are investing in better extraction methods, although large-scale economic viability is still a challenge.
Technological innovation is another critical pathway. Developing alternative materials that can substitute for specific rare earths would significantly reduce the dependency.
Imagine new battery technologies using more common elements or magnets that don't rely on the most strategically sensitive rare earths. Researchers are actively pursuing these solutions.
Improving the efficiency of rare earth use in existing technologies is also vital. Making our current tech leaner in its consumption can significantly reduce overall demand, and it's often overlooked.
And let's not forget strategic partnerships and alliances. Collaboration between European nations and with countries like the US, Canada, and Australia can create a more unified front.
Joint investments in exploration, processing, and research can help spread the risk and accelerate progress. Initiatives like the EU's Critical Raw Materials Act aim to foster this cooperation.
But it's crucial to acknowledge that these solutions represent a long game. Building new infrastructure and developing new technologies requires sustained political will and significant investment.
This isn't a quick fix, it's a fundamental reorientation of how we approach resource security. It requires looking beyond short-term economic pressures for long-term strategic benefits.
Now, let's shift to the summary table, which breaks down the key factors, strengths, and challenges.
Looking at rare earth element dependency, the strength is their essential role in green and high-tech industries, driving growth. The insight is that China's dominance creates a de facto global standard.
The major challenge here is the over-reliance on China, creating geopolitical risk and vulnerability. Western processing capabilities are also significantly limited.
Under China's information leverage, the strength is Beijing's ability to collect detailed supply chain data, giving them unparalleled insight into competitor vulnerabilities.
The challenge is that this disclosure of proprietary information erodes intellectual property, aids competitor development, and opens the door for targeted economic coercion.
For German industrial competitiveness, its strength lies in its advanced manufacturing sector, heavily reliant on rare earths for high-value products, making access critical.
However, the intricate nature of these supply chains means disruptions can have cascading effects, threatening jobs and key industries like automotive and renewables. That's a significant weakness.
Regarding diversification and resilience strategies, the strengths are the potential pathways to reduce reliance on China through alternative sourcing, domestic processing, and recycling.
The challenges are substantial. Developing new infrastructure is capital-intensive, time-consuming, and faces regulatory hurdles. Recycling technologies are still maturing and need to reach scale.
Finally, under geopolitical and policy landscape, the strength is the increasing global recognition of critical raw materials' importance, prompting policy shifts and international cooperation.
The weakness or challenge is navigating complex regulations, balancing economic needs with strategic autonomy, and the risk of insufficient policy action leaving economies exposed.
This situation with Germany and rare earths really is a microcosm of a larger geopolitical struggle, isn't it? It exemplifies China using economic leverage, including resource control, as a tool in international relations.
It's a stark warning for the West, a call to action to build greater strategic autonomy. We need to create more resilient and diversified supply chains for critical resources and technologies.
This isn't necessarily about complete decoupling, which is often impractical. It's about intelligent de-risking, understanding vulnerabilities, and taking proactive steps to mitigate them.
It requires a concerted effort, proactive policymaking, strategic investment in domestic capabilities and international partnerships, and a clear-eyed assessment of corporate strategies.
The information being shared today, even if inadvertently, could shape the economic landscape and balance of power for tomorrow. The choices made now are critical.
Exactly. These choices will determine whether the West can navigate this complex terrain with resilience and maintain its technological and economic sovereignty, or remain beholden to the leverage of others.
The hum of our modern technology, powered by these elements, is also a constant reminder of the profound geopolitical currents shaping our future. It's a complex tightrope indeed.
A very fitting conclusion to our discussion. Thank you for joining us on Bagu Media, Finance. We'll be back next time with more insights into the world of finance and technology.
Thanks for having me. It was a truly insightful conversation.